Dreamscape presents The Strange Fate of Kitty Easton by Elizabeth Speller. Read by Matthew Brenner. While the world is full of troubles and anxious in its sleep, come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. W.B. Yeats, The Stolen Child. Part 1. Chapter 1. Lawrence Bartram was waiting for a late connection at Swindon Station. It was a bright April day, and he had been glad to leave London, a city teeming with the crowds drawn in by Empire Exhibition fever. Now, as he looked beyond the water tower towards the vast marshalling yards and busy workshops of the Great Western Railway, the metallic clangour, the smell of oil and coal, and the distant shouted exchanges of railwaymen filled the air. There was order in the rows of trains in their cream and brown livery, and then the tidy terraces of railway cottages. But behind them, the sweep of the hills to the southwest rose, bigger than all of it. Once settled on the train, Lawrence felt in his pocket for the three letters he had brought with him, all of which he needed to respond to.